Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's gospel, our Lord asked the apostles who the people say that he is. And then finally he says, but who do you say that I am? And Peter replies, the Christ, the Son of God. That is, this is a confession of Peter's faith in Jesus being the Messiah of God. And we see how this coming of the Messiah makes all the difference in the world. We go to the first reading where the people of God have come back from the Babylonian exile and they are working hard to rebuild the temple. And they're getting depressed, basically, because they realize that they cannot match the glory of Solomon's temple, the temple that was there before. And so then the prophet Haggai, he's prophesying, and the Lord speaks through him, and he says, who is left among you that saw this house in its former glory? And how do you see it now? Does it not seem like nothing in your eyes? This temple that you're now building is like nothing compared to that that Solomon built. And yet he makes this promise that he will shake the heavens and the earth in a little while, and he will shake the nations, and the treasures of all the nations will come in, and he will fill this house with glory. So the treasure of the nations refers to Jesus Christ, the Christ of God. Greater will be the future glory of this house than the former. And that is because this house that they are currently building will be graced with the presence of the Christ of God. Jesus, the Word incarnate, will be walking in this temple. And so for that reason, it far surpasses the glory of Solomon's temple. So the incarnation of the Son of God makes all of the difference in the world, including a difference in how we do our charitable works. And this is what we see in celebrating today's saint, Saint Vincent de Paul. Because think about the motives, the reason why people perform charitable works, why they serve the poor. Okay, starting from the lower motives and working to the higher. One could serve the poor so that other people think well of them. Or they could serve the poor because it makes them feel good. Or maybe they serve the poor out of some natural compassion, right? Right reason dictates that it's a good thing to assist those in need. But none of those are really effective in helping us to persevere when those motives fall away, right? Eventually, maybe the work becomes monotonous and it doesn't feel so good. Or because of misunderstandings, people no longer appreciate the work you're doing, but instead, they hold you in contempt. You know, are you going to persevere in doing that work if it doesn't feel good, if you're held in contempt? You're probably going to go and find something else to do. But St. Vincent de Paul does his work because it is informed by faith and love of God. This is the reason why he serves the poor. He writes in one of his letters, even though the poor are often rough and unrefined, we must not judge them from external appearances. On the contrary, if you consider the poor in the light of faith, then you will observe that they are taking the place of the Son of God, who chose to be poor. And so he saw that in serving the poor, he was serving Christ. And so now it's the love of God and the love of neighbor that is motivating his actions. And whether he feels good or not, not that feelings are unimportant. In fact, he goes on to write, we must try to be stirred up by our neighbor's worries and distress. If we're not already stirred up, if it's not moving us to serve them, we should try and be stirred by feelings of compassion. In fact, he says, we must beg God to pour into our hearts sentiments of pity and compassion and to fill them again and again with these dispositions. Because those sentiments of pity and compassion will help them to do their work even better. And so you see how it's both of these things at play in motivating the saints and helping them to persevere and to do all of the work that God wants to be done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.